This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
In a world filled with chaos and uncertainty, find peace, guidance, inspiration, and wisdom with Abdel Fattah Adeyemi's official app. Download the Abdel Fattah Adeyemi app now and start your journey to a more meaningful, purpose-driven life. Available for free on the App Store and Google Play. Join the community. Transform your life. Edit your universe.
Brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us three ways to look at life, three ways to be and to exist. Allah has given us khilafah, so that we become vigilant of His on earth. When Allah says to the angel, "Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa," I want to place a viceroy on earth. And all of us, we are all representatives of Allah on earth. And Allah has given us the second gift of wilaya, so that we become allies to one another, brothers to one another, assistants of one another, friends of one another, supporters of one another. And that is why all of us, we have that connection. If everybody should go back to their mother's womb, if I should go back to my mother's womb, you go back to your mother's womb, your mother goes back to her own mother's womb, everybody goes back to their mother's womb, one person going to another mother's womb, if we continue like that, we all end up in one single womb. And that's the womb of our mother, Hawa. May Allah be pleased with her. So I'm your brother. You are my sister. We are related. We are connected. We are all the same. We are one. One race. The human race. That's where we all belong. We are all parties to assist one another. Except you don't have a belly button, then you are not one of us. If you do have, you may check if you have. If you do have, that means we are all the same. The only one that may or may not have had belly button was Adam. Did he have or not? Want to check the internet? Did he have belly button or not? If he had belly button, raise up your right hand. If you didn't have, raise up your left hand. If you don't raise any hand, you walk out. You walk out because you don't know our father. Did he have or not? What of Hawa Eve? Did she have or not? If he had, ladies, raise up your hand. If she had, raise up your hand. If she didn't have, brothers, don't raise your hand. Not raising your hand means, did you check? How would we know whether she had it or not? Whether she did or she didn't, we know very well that we all have. And that is what has joined all of us together. The first point of contact with our mothers. The first point of connection with our mothers. And the last to be severed when we were to live independent lives on this earth. The third one that is very important is the concept of ziwaja, where Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made all of us to be together as husbands and wives. And Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Wa min ayatihi an khalaqa lakum min anfusikum azwaja litaskunu ilayha wa ja'ala baynakum mawaddatan wa rahma." Inna fi dhalika la ayatin liqawmi yatafakkarun. Among the signs of Allah that is that He has created for you amongst yourselves your spouses, so that you may find rest in her. And Allah has put love and mercy between your hearts. Indeed, in these are signs for those who can reflect. Allahu Akbar. Part of what makes us to be completed as human beings is the concept of this ziwaja, being married of the man to the woman. And that is what makes us to be human beings in the first place. When we say being, you are being a human. There's nothing to hide about being human, and there's nothing to be ashamed of when you are in the continuous sense, being. And when Allah says, kun fayakun, be, and it is, the state of being is what is applicable to us as human being. And when we say human being, the being part of it is a continuous sense, continuous tense, just like we say walking, or we say moving, or we say growing, or we say loving. You are a human being. A human being is a combination of a lot of things, and you are the exact right combination of experiences. You are the exact right combination of insights, of strengths and weaknesses, and shadows and lights. It is these experiences that actually qualify and complete you as a human being. But don't forget, the completion is not the same thing as perfection. You are complete, but you are not perfect. To be perfect means you are existing within a limited scope of human experience. It means you have all of the light and none of the dark. It means you have no flaws and you don't have to struggle for anything. But to be complete is like finding all the missing puzzles, missing pieces of a puzzle, and putting them all together to form a whole. Complete is becoming what you already are. You are a human being, so you are complete as a human being, flaws and all. And part of what completes us are those things mentioned by Allah. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. Allah had put love and mercy within our hearts. Let's pick it from the love and mercy. The world as we have it today, when it comes to marriage, when it comes to life, the world doesn't need more wealth than it already has. The world doesn't need more natural resources than the ones Allah has already provided. It doesn't need an additional sun or moon or additional basins of seas and rivers. It doesn't need angels to come and govern the affairs of mankind for the whole world to be a better place. It is not a more advanced technology from outer space or from some aliens that the world actually needs now. It doesn't need another app or another network. What the world really needs now is really basic. It is simple, bare-boned, often forgotten in the rat race in pursuit of wealth, in pursuit of power and fame and long life. It is often compromised in the hustle to outdo others in materialistic consumerism. And it is often neglected in building a life ambition, in building a home, and in nation-building. What the world needs now is love. Love and mercy. The home doesn't need the elaborate weddings. The home doesn't need big mansions, a more fashionable car, more modern gadgets, more wealth to throw around, more looks, more beauty, more makeup kits. What the home needs now, in order to experience true joy, lasting happiness, and sustainable peace, is love, love and mercy. Pure, old-fashioned love that never goes out of style. Ridiculous, oozing, fearless, bold, unstoppable love. Love is what we need. And this love that Allah talks about, sometimes it is hidden. And other times it is known. How many of us here has ever felt love before? Raise your hand. Have you ever loved somebody? Has somebody ever loved you? What does it feel to be in love? Sometimes the love can be true. Sometimes it is not. Sometimes it feels like fire. Other times you don't even feel it at all. Love can be cold. Sometimes love can be hot. Love. It can be love at first sight. It can be built over time. It can be revealed. It can be kept secret. may be returned or sometimes turned down. Love, something that can neither be explained nor defined. How can it be professed? How do you articulate it? It cannot be exclaimed by keeping it in your mind. It cannot be fully expressed by an articulate tongue. The only way is by saying words from the heart. Yet, it is better felt by the heart than uttered in words. And no two persons feel exactly the same way about love. Love is hard to find and even harder to keep. It takes time and effort to keep it going, but you don't mind because you will do anything in the world to keep it forever. It is waking up in the morning and wanting to be with that person that you love and going to bed feeling the same way. It's knowing that you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody else. That love is the only thing that's on your mind all day and every time. And it's a feeling so great that no matter what anyone says, it will never be taken away from you. It's probably the best feeling in the world. Faith requires love. You can't have iman if you don't know how to love. Love is the happiness you feel when love itself comes around. It's the sadness in your heart when you know that love is not there anymore. It's the safety you feel when you are feeling scared. It's the joy you feel when you are feeling sad. It's the hope you have when everything is gone wrong. It's the dreams you hold on to when you are alone. It's the way you sit there and think of crazy things that can't be expressed. Just like the fish once said to the sea that you can't see my tears when I cry. And the sea replied, yes, I might not see your tears, but I can feel your pain. I can feel your joy because you live in me. Allahu Akbar. But when you lose that feeling, what's going to happen? Love, as mentioned by Allah, Allah used a special word for love that is akin to marriage, to living together, to forming a family, to having a relationship. This kind of love, mawaddata wa rahma, this kind of love is amongst the best things in life. It's not what you can see. You can't hold it. You can't touch it. Sometimes you can't prove it. But it just manifests itself in so many tangible ways. It is loving the other person more than you love yourself. It has to do with putting the other person first and giving all you can to them and the relationship. It means thinking of ways to please and make them happy. This special kind of marital love is the greatest of all love, al-mawadda. Al-mawadda builds with faith, it grows with sacrifice, and it increases with time. It stabilizes with trials. It thrives with worship. It survives with trust. It can make one to shed tears, but leaves no sorrow behind. It can make you to feel pain, but leaves no regrets behind. Al-Mawadda understands when you say, oh, I forgot. It waits forever when you say, just a minute. It also leaves when you say, leave me alone. It opens the door even before you knock and say, can I come in? And when love leaves, you can say, thank you for coming around. Al-Mawadda is not how you forget, but how you forgive. It's not how you listen, but how you understand. It is not what you see, but how you feel. It is not how you let go, but how you hold on. However, Al-Mawadda for relationship is not a padlock, is not a cage, is not a prison, it's not a trap. It is not enforced. It's a willing sacrifice. It is not demanded for, but given freely. It is not supervised. It is voluntary. It is a stage of tranquility, an abode of peace, a feeling of fulfillment. In ordinary love, very rarely do we win, but in al-mawadda, even when you lose, you still win just for having the tingle of loving someone more than you love yourself. The joy is the opportunity to love somebody. It is focused beyond the next person. It seeks to please Allah through service to your spouse. It forgives in hope of Allah's forgiveness, and it endures in the hope of Allah's reward. It is the only thing that makes you and affords you a constant companion, a good friend, somebody you can share your joys and sorrows with. When things are hard like rock, when things are soft like cotton, when things are sweet like honey, when things are bitter as vinegar or deadly like battery acid, somebody to stand by you in times of plenty and in times of empty, come rain and come shine. Someone who shall always see you in your best moods, and from you cannot hide your worst on and off against, words and all. Somebody who is ready to accept you exactly the way you are. Al-Mawadda is what helps us to cling together as couples. Look for it. This is the real love that Allah wants us to put into marriages and relationships. Warming each other against the cold of winter, and to seek out whatever sunlight is still available, while we wrestle with our pains and pleasure. And when it comes to mutual mercy, the rahmah is taken from rahun, haun, and mimun, something that's akin to the womb of our mothers, where we have all the comforts in the world, and we don't have to explain ourselves for enjoying being in our mother's womb. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Allahu Akbar Kabira. And Allah has made this rahmah to be one of his names. So that, let us look at it in your life. You are the one that wants to get into a relationship. You want to get Mr. Right. You've got to find yourself first. You've got to learn how to love yourself. You've got to learn to accept yourself. You've got to learn to complete yourself. You've got to look at your life and see that some puzzles needs to only be fixed and put in place. You can't be perfect. If you are perfect, you are not real. If you are real, you are not perfect. Look at your life. You have hoped before. You are not perfect. You have dreamt before. You are not perfect. Union in marriage is between two lovers, and these two lovers, none of them is perfect. You've doubted. You have feared. You had fantasies. You faced realities in life. You've surprised yourself. You have been surprised by others. You've been disappointed, and you have also disappointed yourself. Many people have disappointed you. You've done exactly what you wanted to do, and you've done the exact opposite of what you intended to do. Are you perfect? You have slipped. You have tripped. You've been careless. You've been forgetful, such that sometimes you live life on autopilot, and sometimes with full awareness of what you are doing, you have consciously treated yourself badly. You've wanted to finally arrive, but you found yourself left behind. You've thought you were a complete package, but you found yourself an unfinished product. You thought you were the real deal, but reality made you feel like you are a spare tire. You've fallen flat on your face, and you've had to cover your face in shame. You've applied yourself to your job, but rather than be excited, you keep getting underwhelmed. You've succeeded. You've failed. You have fallen. You have risen. You've got wounded. You've got healed. You have loved and lost in the game of love, and you've lived to love again and again. You've made smart decisions in your life, and you've made dumb choices. You've stood in the shadows and danced in the light. You've been beaten by the long rods of rainfalls, and you've almost got roasted under the heat of the sun. You've been cold. You've been warm. You've sang same songs in the bathroom, and you've had to cry to your pillows. In your lifetime, you've learned to crawl. You've learned to walk. You've learned to run. You've learned to pause. You've learned to stand still. You've learned to cry yourself to sleep. You've whispered. You've yelled. You've kept talking, and you kept quiet. Your talks have made sense, and your talk have been misunderstood, and your talks have been misinterpreted, and your talks have even put you into trouble. You are not perfect after all. You said just the right thing at the right time and to the right persons, and you said the things you didn't mean, things you wouldn't want said to you, and things that you have even said that eventually have altered your destiny. You've been right. You've been wrong. You've been hard. You've been soft. You've been fearless. You've been scared. You felt pride. You felt shame. You felt joy. You have felt sorrow. You felt serenity. You've been distressed. You felt loved. You felt unloved. You felt accepted. You felt rejected. And the reality is that if one single human being is complicated enough like this, how then will two human beings be able to marry each other with all these imperfections? And like we said, all you need to do is just be real and be complete. Don't be perfect. And now, how do you get that love into your life that is going to make you to be completed? Not perfect, completed. Many people have a lot of deals with waiting for the right person to marry, waiting for Mr. Right, waiting for Mrs. Right. Unfortunately, many people are waiting for the aircraft at the train station. They are trying to find a cow inside a cow pee. So many of them thought that when you talk about compatibility, they think an ant is compatible with an elephant. What are you waiting for? For some, they just have this belief that someday their husbands will come knock on their doors and say, "Assalamu alaikum. Are you waiting for me?" Some people have this idea that someday they will just walk into ShopRite and they will like want to buy something. They will have made the shopping. It's time for them to pay, and they forgot their card. And this guy just walked up and said, "Assalamu alaikum."
In a world filled with chaos and uncertainty, find peace, guidance, inspiration, and wisdom with Abdel Fattah Adeyemi's official app. Download the Abdel Fattah Adeyemi app now and start your journey to a more meaningful, purpose-driven life. Available for free on the App Store and Google Play. Join the community. Transform your life. Edit your universe.